Hey everybody, it is January 6, 2021. Happy New Year. You are listening to Don Chanel and Akiana's Lip Smacking Podcast right here on the Anchor Podcast platform. But don't forget, you can catch us on other platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Stitcher, Google, and many, many more. So again, thank you so much for clicking in. I hope you plan on sticking in. You know what we do every single week on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. We bring you that lip-smacking hot topic goodness, all right? And some commentary. We give you some consumer reports, things that you just need to know about and stuff we want to talk smack about. All right, with that being said, let's go ahead and move right on into the show. Thank you so much. Happy Wednesday, folks. This is Akiana. On to some exciting news. MLB has something to be happy about. Boston Red Sox, they are set to make Bianca Smith their first Black woman pro baseball coach. This is absolutely epic news. The Boston Red Sox are going to be making history. The organization, like I said, they'll be hiring their first Black woman coach in professional baseball history. According to the Boston Globe, the Red Sox will be hiring Bianca as a minor league coach. The young Black woman will primarily be instructing minor league players at the team's complex in Fort Myers, Florida. Congratulations, Bianca. Definitely happy for you. I'm happy you're making history. I'm happy that young women, little girls across the world of every nationality can learn about you, read about you, and know that dreams do come true. Thank you for setting history. Boy, I tell you, the IRS, they are some dirty ass people. You hear me? Some dirty ass people. We work all year. They take our money. And then they send us a statement saying we owe them more money. And then we just pay, pay, pay. What is we paying for? I'm just playing. Anyway, no, I'm not playing. Like I said, the IRS, I think they're dirty. I can say that. Anyways, Prince, the purple one, his camp is under some heat. The IRS made a statement and said that Prince's estate is undervaluing its worth by 50%. And basically, the IRS wants the estates to run them their money. Prince is dead. Like, no longer here. And you want the estate to pay more money because it's being undervalued by 50%. I'm sure you guys have other things to do. I'm almost positive you guys have other things to do. Let this man's soul rest. Give it a break, IRS. Give it a break. Georgia is really feeling the heat. I mean, the Cheeto wants votes recounted. He thinks he really won. He thinks the polls were rigged. I'm thinking because he rigged them the first time and he's thinking, how didn't it work the second time? He wants everything recounted. He wants people to sit in a room and recount all those votes. Mr. Cheeto, I'm going to need you to go sit down and go have several seats. Several. You need to own up to it. You lost. Not just me, but everybody is tired of the Cheetoness, your Cheetonism, the wife that married the Cheeto, and all the Cheeto bullshit that goes with you. You directed your proud boys to go cause havoc at the Capitol. It was really an embarrassing day. You know, we had the Black Lives Movement this weekend because you guys keep killing us. And then
The Capitol gets broken into. I don't know what kind of security you had. I saw a black security officer. He didn't even have a weapon. All the white cops and troops had weapons and he was just standing there. So if I was him, I probably would have took my uniform off and moved to the side and let y'all asses in. You're not going to kill me. A woman lost her life over a Cheeto, an actual piece of chip from a bag with a character on it, a fucking Cheeto. Come the fuck on. And then you want to add insult to injury. You gave us a $600 stimulus check. That equals about $1.37 a day. That's what the American Party is worth to you. We're worth $1.37 a day. I mean, beggars really can't be choosers, but I'm just stating facts. We see reports from other countries that get monetary contributions monthly. Some get $1,000, some get $17, some get $2,000. But it is to help. We are having a pandemic. We're in the middle of a pandemic that is going on a 1-year anniversary really soon. And the numbers are climbing. I haven't heard anything about the numbers climbing this week, but last week, all of a sudden, they were skyrocketing. I live in San Bernardino County. San Bernardino County was the highest moving thing going with this pandemic. Now, there's a new freaking strain that was reported in the UK somewhere. And guess what? San Bernardino County has 2 cases of this brand new strain that just came out. I understand you guys are trying to depopulate the world. You think it's too many of us. You want to build a wall and close the borders. You want to keep other countries where they are. It's too many of us here. Apartments and homes are being built. I don't know why the people can't move in there, but I really don't know geographical logistics like that. Anyways, Joe Biden comes out and he claims, I'm going to give y'all $2,000 stimulus checks if the Democrats win Georgia. That seems like a bribe. I mean, I want Biden to win. I want the Cheeto out. But you're promising people $2,000. They just gave us $600. If Georgia wins, how about you fighting for the people to give them the $2,000? Whether you win or whether you lose. I really just think it's becoming sickening, like really, really sickening. And this all took place during a rally in Atlanta that happened this past Monday. Biden reports the payments will go out. They will go to your door immediately. Republicans have 50 seats and the Dems have 48. In the Senate with the 2 Georgia seats yet to be decided. If the Dems win both races, they will control the chamber as Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will serve as a tiebreaker. Republicans only need to win 1 seat to maintain control. The Dems hold a narrow majority in the U.S. House representative. Any possibility of a $2,000 payment depends on the 117th Congress, which is sworn in on Sunday after the Senate was adjourned last week without voting on the increase. There is a $9 billion coronavirus relief package signed into law December, including $600 direct payments to most Americans. Half the size of the check sent out under the $2.2 trillion CARES Act, which passed in March. President Trump, I'm sorry, the Cheeto demanded that the payments be increased to $2,000 initially, refusing to sign the package passed by Congress. Democratic lawmakers supported the larger checks, but the increase faced opposition from some Republican lawmakers expressing concern about the bill's price tag. Absolutely fucking sickening. So, I don't know if it's me or I don't know if it's everybody, but the artist The Weeknd. Lately, so first I thought he just got in a bad fight or he was like doing a film. Like I saw him, it was somebody had him on their page and he had bandages on his face. And I was like, ooh, he got fucked up or, you know, whatever. Really didn't pay any attention to it. I was just like, oh, I'm assuming he was in a fight. Then I saw another picture of him and he kind of still had these bandages on. And I'm like, either the photo was taken very shortly after I saw the first photo or this beat up session was real long. That's just what I assume. So then I saw him again. He didn't have the bandages on, but his face was all messed up. I'm like, what is going on with his face? Do he got the Rona? And just, is everything swollen? What is wrong with him? You know, so I didn't laugh. It wasn't funny. I didn't know if he was sick, but I knew his face had been messed up. So now this is three times. Uno, dos, tres. Three times I've seen this fool and his face is looking all out of whack. Then. An article breaks and it says The Weeknd's plastic surgery debut startles fans. I can't even explain this look. He looks like there's a show called something about plastic surgery. He looks like one of those like Barbie looking chicks that go get surgery and it's an epic fail. His lips look swollen. His cheeks are right next to under his eyeballs. He looks absolutely re-stupidly dumb. He looks like he went found Little Kim's plastic surgeon, only paid the deposit and said, I'll pay you the rest later, fam, and got this work done. I mean, he looks absolutely awful. Again, I don't know if it was just me that saw him with the bandages, but I believe it was more people than just me. He came out with the video and it's called Blinding Lights. It's his new video from his album. I guess the album is going to be called Save Your Tears. And there's extreme alterations to his face. I mean, heavy, heavy plastic surgery. People are wondering, is this look for the video shoot? Is he going to go back and have this corrected or if this is a hoax? I would love to hear your comments on The Weeknd's extreme look. We're going to try to have a link on our Instagram page so you guys can comment because I truly, truly want to know, am I the only one that sees this bullshit? But he looks a hot. I wouldn't even let my baby walk by him in a mall. Not that I have a baby, but if I was babysitting for the day and I just happened to run into The Weeknd, I would chill the child with a blanket and run. That's how crazy he looks. This part is called laughing my ass off. So I don't know how many of you guys watch The View. But it has Oprah, there's some other people on there. And so anyways, there was a segment that aired. I'm not even sure when it aired. I saw it earlier this week. So Joy is on the show and Megan's on the show. Megan was on maternity leave and the show was running smoothly. And Joy, so I guess they're doing their social distancing. So it's like they're all, I don't know if they're all in different parts of the studio. They all look like they have the same background. I don't know if they're at home and the studio crew put their stage background on their computer. I don't know what they're doing. Moving on. So they're on The View and it's different clips. So it's all their faces. It looks like a Zoom call. Joy is talking. She's talking about what's going on. She's talking about, you know, the political party and just what moves everybody's making. So Megan decides to jump in and Joy is like, excuse me. I was talking. So Megan's still chiming. And she's like, you know, I was on maternity leave and I know you missed me. And Joy was like, no, actually, I didn't. I didn't miss you. I missed you like zero. The shade between these Karens is hilarious. Joy came to work. She woke up and said, bitch, I want all the smoke.
my God, that is so funny. Okay, thank you, Akiyana. Thank you so much for that. I love everything you touched on today. You hit it on the head. And in regards to Mr. Weekend, right? I saw his photos myself, and you helped me to finally figure out what he looks like to me. He looks like he looks like a sex doll. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he got a sex doll face. Like, his mouth is like perfectly for real, forever in the O shape. Okay, and big fat lips and shit. Like, I don't know why he did it, but he did it. Like, he looks like a sex doll, like right when the sex doll takes it up the ass for the first time, and then like maybe it like pushes more air into its face, pushing out, like giving it that look. Like, that's what I think. Thank you so much for helping me to see, because it's been fucking with me since I saw it. It's very disturbing. Very fucking disturbing. Anyway, guys, let's get into it. I got some shit to share my goddamn self. Let's go. My name's Dawn Chanel. Thank you so much for clicking in and sticking in. And you know how we do around here. Let's get into some music, and then let's get into some me time. Okay. So, what do you think we should do? I'm thinking maybe some No Homies by Shad No-No.
I've been on my grind, staying out the way. I've been out of town, trying to make a play. Try to fuck with you, but you show me you fake. I can't trust no nigga, they be conversating. Made my way out, had to make it shake. I was in that hole, nobody gave me shit. Fuck these niggas thinking I was about to wait. And there's some niggas I called homie that could die today. I done made some moves, I done made some plays. I done did some things, I can't take them back. 32 racks or more was my goal for the dick. FN on my waist in case they coming back. Long for a minute, they ain't really miss me. Now they see me and they be on it. I was in the building on stage, they ain't feel me, but I kept going. God got me, so you know where West Side nigga has to stay focused. Let somebody try to stop me, boy, I swear to God I leave a hole in them. Grinding like everyday Monday. No days off, no playtime, no fun days. I move by myself cause they snitch. I work for half pay on a Sunday. Don't tell me about broke, but I've been there. Go bust the cities you ain't been yet. I lived at the bottom when roaches was crawling, and I risked it all for a big check. Can't take that respect from nobody. I do not owe none of you niggas. They slept in the day and he tired. Can I employ some of you niggas? The check is not none of your interest. I'm hungry, ain't talking about dinner. I live my summers in December. I come from the dirt, I'ma win any none of you niggas. I've been on my grind, staying out the way. I've been out of town, trying to make a play. Try to fuck with you, but you show me you fake. I can't trust no nigga, they be conversating. Made my way out, had to make it shake. I was in that hole, nobody gave me shit. Fuck these niggas thinking I was about to wait. And some niggas I called homie that could die today. I told my mama be patient cause I'ma make it soon. Pack your bags and quit your job, we bout to make a move. Before I ever won, I swear I had to lose. Days I felt like dying, but I kept it cool. She said, boy, don't hang around with all them fake niggas. Niggas call you homie, but they snake niggas. Everything you think good ain't great, nigga. And every time you shine, know they gon' hate you, nigga. I'm feeling away, I come from the west. My chain from the lake, it don't got no waves. When I move away, I move like the feds. I'm not with the extras, but I got the weapons. But niggas that's checking, who is you niggas? Don't make me a killer, I just want my blessings. I don't even sleep, I've been on the road, trying to bring it home. Niggas asking me why I been gone, I don't answer phones. We was broke then, how you broke now? I cannot fuck with you niggas. I made a risky decision, I paid my sister tuition. I've been on my grind, staying out the way. I've been out of town trying to make a play. Try to fuck with you, but you show me you fake. I can't trust no nigga, they be conversating. Made my way out, had to make it shake. I was in that hole, nobody gave me shit. Fuck these niggas thinking I was about to win. There's some niggas I called homie that could die today.
All right, can we just talk about the fact that with it being the first Wednesday of the year, a lot of people got a lot of extra hump in their back when they took the Capitol under attack. Yes, they stormed the Capitol today. They weren't having it. A lot of Trump supporters got on, the bandwagon, if you would call it that. Imagine just a gang of people in droves. I mean, you saw it. You have a television. The whole entire world saw what happened there. As a matter of fact, thousands upon thousands of people were all over the Capitol, hanging off the roof, breaking windows, just acting like complete asses, okay? Just like complete asses. It was a mess. And nothing was really done about it for a while. You know, it went on for a good enough time, but nothing was done about it immediately. I really don't know. But with that being the Capitol, though, I would think it would be a little bit more taken care of. But I saw crazy photos. I saw gun standoffs. It was crazy. Vice President, our current Vice President, who's on his way out the door in about, I don't know, 13 days, 14 days or something like that. He had to be evacuated. They swooped him up out of there, and Pelosi was up out of there, and they done took over her office writing notes and shit. Don't touch my shit. You gonna come up in my office? Okay, fucking come up in my office. But don't fucking put your dirty, grubby hands on my pens and on my motherfucking paper. Don't put your dirty, grubby feet up on my desk, okay? But was I the only one expanding the photo? I just kind of wanted to see, like, what she'd be writing on her little Post-it pads and stuff, and how she keeps her little files. Was that her desk, man? She's like she low-key look organized, but she don't look organized. And why does she only use one monitor? Like, who only uses one monitor nowadays? How did she get anything done? And did you see that phone? Dinosaur! But whatever, I digress. yeah, somebody need to go upgrade their telecommunication system over there. They probably could have called for help sooner and much faster. But yeah, anyway, that's what happened today on the first Wednesday of the year 2021. Well, come on, guys, let's keep winning. One of the things that I found impressive was how bummy those guys look today. Like, they look so bummy. Like, that's your crew? Like, Trump, these your boys? Like, how embarrassing. These are your boys. This is how they dress? This is how they look? Scruffy than a mug. Like, I know it's pandemic time, but y'all didn't get up, take no shower today. Y'all didn't freshen up. Y'all was just like, just rolled out the bed and was like, we about to go handle some business today, boys. Looking a hot mess. Anyway, I don't even know why I'm still talking about it, but it's just something to talk about because it happened and it's a part of our history and it made us look bad and it's an embarrassing situation. But hey, you know, it's just people working and dealing in their feelings. And we can't make decisions and act off of emotion. What we saw and what we've been seeing for the past couple of months is somebody that's been basically acting out of emotion. And on a granular level in your own relationships and in your own life, we cannot do that. Because when we do that, we cause major problems for ourselves because we didn't think it through. Okay? Okay, so let's look at what happened today. What happened today was Mr. Trumpy Boy was like, I'm mad, motherfucker, I'm mad. I'm gonna send a tweet. I'm gonna let these motherfuckers know, hey, go take over, nigga, take over. Right? And so everybody was like, yeah, we're gonna do it. Because, you know, he's a major influencer. That we have influencers, guys. You know, influencers aren't always the little bad bitches with nice titties, fat asses, and thick legs carrying Birkin bags and shit. Okay? Influencers are not always the gay guys with the bomb ass makeup and shit, perfect lips and eyebrows. Okay? Influencers can look like Mr. Trumpy Boy. Okay? And he can say, hey, yo, yo, yo. And here come his hoes, and they gonna do whatever the fuck he tell them to do. Okay? That was influencing at its unfinest, I guess we would say. So that is what we have cultivated America into. We have made it to where one person, just because a lot of people think they're cool, can say jump off a cliff and everybody's gonna go jump off that cliff. Yeah, somebody lost their life today. Somebody lost their life today. Somebody literally was like, I am going to storm the Capitol and didn't think it through. You gotta think through things. When he sent out that tweet, he didn't think it through like, oh shit, I'm a major influencer of America. Motherfuckers are gonna do what I say. Okay? You shouldn't think it through either. None of those people who actually went to the Capitol today thought it through, because no matter what went down, we weren't gonna change the process that we've had for all of these years. Nobody's gonna sit up here and be like, oh yeah, we stood in these long ass little grueling lines. We waited our full 4 years for the opportunity to do this over again, this democracy that we're so proud of. We weren't gonna sit back and just be like, okay, nigga, you took over the Capitol today, y'all can have it. No, that wasn't gonna happen no matter what. Okay? And luckily for these people today, that they didn't all get popped in the ass and splattered and shattered, because that could happen too. Okay? Sharpshooters exist. All of that could have happened. Tanks could have come in and rolled their asses right on over. You ain't coming in here to play games. We done did too much. We done been through too much. Okay? But they didn't do that, and that's good, because that would have been even more traumatic. It was traumatic to watch, okay? And it would have been even more traumatic to see them get slaughtered all to hell. But that could have happened. None of those people thought it through. None of those people thought their actions through. They came with their little funky-ass backpacks. What you doing, unpacking lunch? Or you got guns in there and ammunition? What are we doing today? So it was a crazy situation. But it is what it is. It's part of history. I made my kids stop doing what they were doing so that they could watch, because this is a part of history. Okay. But, anyway, I keep saying that I'm gonna wrap it up, but then I just keep talking about it because it's so crazy. But anyways, guys, my name is Dawn Chanel. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate y'all ears. Okay. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Dawn Chanel, like I said, and this is Lip Smack in the podcast. You guys, don't forget, we are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we are on YouTube, okay? And shit, we need to get on Twitter. I don't know why we're not on Twitter, but we are on those major platforms. On this platform here, Anchor, you can actually leave us messages and we can talk and things like that. So keep in mind for that. And then also keep in mind that we are available on other platforms as well, like Apple and Google Podcast and Stitcher and Spotify. Okay, so catch us there as well. I think I've given you a great 10 minutes of my mouth running nonstop. I mean, have I even stopped to inhale fresh air? I don't know. Nowadays, we don't want to breathe shit, right? Fuck it. I'll just hold my breath for as long as a bitch can. We'll be right back. Okay, guys, I'm back, and I'm still low-key talking about the same subject, but not quite, but kind of. All right, so as I was saying, we are in a very influential world where if you have a lot of people who like you, then you are going to be used to move people in the directions of which whomever want those people to go. So here we go with Mr. Trumpy Boy over here saying that he, you know, wants to do a tweet and send it out to people telling them to take over the Capitol, basically. And his Twitter got shut down. And that is good, because didn't they, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those recently got in trouble for, you know, making the election ugly, right? And just, you know, being ugly in a sense. So now they're getting in, they have to be careful with what they let people put on, especially when they are an influencer who can truly influence in a damaging way, right? So according to TMZ.com, Twitter basically had enough of President Trump and his tweets following the storming of the Capitol by his supporters, all right? They suspended his account for violations of the platform's civic integrity policy, which is recent, okay? Now, Trump fired off a series of tweets and posted a video of himself, which happened today, which today is Wednesday, on the first Wednesday of the year, January 6th. One tweet said that these are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from great patriots who have been badly and unfairly treated for so long. Go home with love and in peace. Remember this day forever. Okay. That's what he said. That was one of his tweets. In the beginning, when he was starting off his craziness, he said Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect the country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. USA demands the truth. Okay, so he was already pulling back layers of getting under people's skin to get people activated. Okay, he was he's being a community activist for real. He was really getting into his supporters to get them activated to go out and act up. Okay, and that's exactly what he did. And because of that, Twitter had to go ahead and do what they had to do. Twitter says that Trump must permanently remove the deleted tweets, and he will then start a 12-hour suspension. And if he does not remove them, then his account will remain locked. Okay, so they locked the president. Look at here, Mr. President, chief of them all. You can't do this. Okay, you're mad. We get it. We all don't get what we want in life. But when one door closes, another one opens. Just leave and go make your money. In my opinion, I would think when a president becomes a president, once they don't have to be president no more, it's hip hip motherfucking hooray, because that job is sucky. Nobody ever appreciates the president. There's always going to be half of the country who doesn't like the president. It's a sucky ass job, okay? You gotta go around meeting everybody. You never get a chance to just chill the fuck out, relax, and rest. You have too much responsibility. Just be happy you're not the president anymore. I'm concerned that you still want to be this so bad. This shit sucks, in my opinion. I'm a parent, I'm a mother, and I love being that, okay? And I'm running a household with my husband. That's leadership, okay? That's toughness. That's a lot of responsibility. And that's just a household. Imagine a president being responsible for all the households in the United States, plus all the other homies in different countries looking for you to hook them up with money and shit. It's a stressful motherfucking job. Why does he want it? He can leave this job and go, write books and be paid, you know? He's fucking Trump. So I don't understand why he wants this gig so bad. But I know I wouldn't. Shit. Go live your life. Go be an older man and enjoy your mental marbles while they're doing what they're doing right now. You know what I mean? Like, go live and live. Why do you want this so bad? Why do you want to have control of this country so bad? Even if I don't know shit about the politics, first of all, let me just go ahead and say that. I don't know shit about anything when it comes to politics, good or bad, happy or sad. Nigga, I don't know. Ooh, we getting stimulus checks? Okay, I didn't even know. Boom. Like, I don't know much about it at all. But I'm certain it's not an easy task. And I would just think that once you don't have to bear that responsibility anymore, that you should find some sense of relief. And that's really what I want for him, because I really want for him to just find some sense of relief. He's carrying a lot of hate. A lot of people don't like him, and for whatever reasons, you know, there's lots of reasons why people don't like him. That's a lot of hate that somebody has to carry on their shoulders. Why don't you just let that shit get off of you right now? You know, that would be like an instantaneous thing. Okay? Because then when you want this so bad, it makes me think that, you know, we're already saying, you know, I don't like to judge people's mental states. But when you want something and nobody wants you to have it, like once you get it, like what if somebody was like, okay, you can still be it today. We'll let you, we'll still be the president. Like, do you even still want to be the president when you know everybody don't really like you no more? Like, even the people who were down for you don't really like you no more. And then the people who are down for you, look what they acted like today. Those are your people who are down for you. That's how they're acting today. I just want him to have peace in his heart. I don't want him to just go relax and be happy and enjoy his family and enjoy being an older guy and enjoy opportunity at life. He's got to do so many things. He's been able to run businesses and do great things. And he's been able to, you know, be the president of the United States. He got a taste of that. What much more can you want? You even got to prove that you can say, you can wag your little finger and all your little ponies come a dancing. What more can you want? Go retire. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for clicking in and sticking in. If you like what you heard, please go ahead and spread the word, all right? This is Dawn Chanel and Akiyana's Lip Smacking Podcast, and we do love to talk that smack, all right? And we want you to talk smack right back. You can do that right here on the Anchor Podcast, because there is a feature that allows you to leave voice messages for us. So we would love for you to continue doing that. Also, shout out to Courtney Outcast Bates. Thank you so much for leaving us a message. It was awesome to get that support from you. It let us know that we are being heard out there. So thank you very, very much from myself and Akiyana. All right. Now, you guys, let's go ahead and move forward with a great new year. All right. Let's move forward with a great new year. All right. How about, if there's anything that you want to work on, you know, for yourself, to benefit yourself in any positive way, how about you just say, hey, let's do it, and let's do it intentionally, all right? Let's do it, and let's do it intentionally. Start writing down your intentions. What are they? If you have positive, intentional goals, if you have things that you want to do, if there's things, behaviors that you want to redefine, if there's anything like that, then how about you start consciously paying attention to your mind, all right? How about we do that this year, all right? We can definitely do that this year, all right? So I challenge you to do this, a method that is taught by some great speakers out there, some great authors, great leaders in the industry. I'll give you an example of one. His name is Brian Nieves, and he is from an organization called iPower Team. Okay, it's called make sure I'm giving you the right one, iPowerTeam.com. And a great challenge that he says to do to help correct some things and to bring about some better interest in your life is to write down with your own handwriting what you want. All right, write down in your own handwriting what you want every single day. Every single day. If that's you know, and write in the present tense. So if you want to eat healthier, then write down that you eat healthier. I eat healthy. You know, if you write that down every single day for 90 days straight, what do you think is going to end up happening? All right. So I would say get in contact with Brian Nieves. He is an author. He is a speaker. He is with iPowerTeam.com. And if you've ever considered writing a book or anything like that, he would be a great person to learn from, because I actually attended one of his seminars and he just laid it out really beautifully and made it very understandable. He really opened my eyes to a lot of things. So I highly recommend that you learn a little bit more. And if you thought about writing a book, find out more about Brian Nieves and iPowerTeam.com and take them up on that challenge of writing down the things that you want to address in your life and doing it every day for 90 days straight, and you'll start to see a difference. Anyways, guys, again, Happy New Year. Thank you so much, and we will see you again next week. Hey, everybody, this is Dawn Chanel. Thank you so much for, you know what I always say, clicking in and sticking in. You are listening to Dawn Chanel and Akiana's Lip Smacking Podcast. And yeah, it is here. The time that we have all been waiting for is here. The big inauguration, right? The changing of the guard. Big stuff, a lot of excitement, scary excitement, optimistic excitement, all kinds of emotions. We've witnessed a lot of craziness. We talked about it on the last show. We witnessed a lot of craziness, and they since then have even discovered some problems that were scheduled to occur that they were able to thwart in some way. But everyone is on high alert and making sure that everything is as safe as can possibly be. This is a crazy time. I mean, you know, there are eras. Eras is what I'm trying to say. There are eras in life as the world grows and continues to evolve over time and people come and go. And this just happens to be an era that we are witnessing, that we are a part of. We saw something happen that we might have only seen in movies, right? And we are witnessing leadership that we thought, you know, this type of leadership, bad guy leadership, you know, I'm not, you know, it only happened, you know, back in the day in history time. We don't think of it as, you know, crazy corruption could be happening like right now. Like, that's crazy. Like, of course we think of, you know, corruption can happen right now, but to this magnitude, like in our face, like the audacity of it all, it's really wacky. It's really, really wacky. So tomorrow is going to be the beginning of another new era that we will be embarking upon. And I just hope that we can enter into this era together with unity and can kind of more so be more understanding of one another and more appreciative of one another and kind of let, like, if you can't let go of the hate, because it's really hard to say turn off the hate, because it's been embedded deep for the past, it's been embedded deep already and then unleashed really recklessly over the past 4 years, and it's really woven in and embedded deep in the fabric of a lot of people. So we can't say, oh, just turn off your hate. If you can't turn off your hate as we enter into this new era, then possibly you can tuck it away. Tuck it away, hide it, you know, nobody needs to see it. Okay, if you have a tail, you don't have to wag it, tuck it down your pants, enjoy your tail in the privacy of your own home, right? We don't have to be out in the streets being ugly and nasty out and about in the world, you know? Another thing I want to talk about is layered thinking, right? If we can just move forward and out of the group thought that we were all, you know, I'm going to just put myself in it as well, so I'm not like separating myself from the masses, because we're all in this together. But we were all in this group thought. And once you realize, like, wait a minute, this group thought is a very heavy process, and this is not actually feel good to think this way, we start, you know, some of us start to pluck away from that, start to pluck away from that group thought, and you start to, you know, we start thinking for ourselves. So as we continue to move into this beautiful 2021, let's continue to think for ourselves and think in a layered way. Like, pull back the different layers of, pull back all the aspects of the conversation, all of the angles, see it from all of the angles. Stop only holding on to one way of thought and dig deeper. And I believe in my heart that if we can do that, I don't necessarily have to agree with you and you don't have to agree with me. But if we pull back the layers in our conversation, we can understand where each other are coming from. It doesn't mean that we have to see exactly eye to eye, but once we start to appreciate, there are some layers of which you that I might find attractive in what you're saying. And there are some layers that you might find attractive in what I am saying. And then if we put those layers together, then we can start to have a better, we can start to have a better unity. We could be more in unison. It's really hard to be in unison when one group is all, ah, and the other group is all, ah, ah, right? Well, okay, let's eliminate the ah and put the stuff together that we like to, that sounds good, right? Then we start to harmonize. And that's what I wanted to talk about. So we are embarking upon a new era tomorrow. And up until this point, we've experienced so much, but it doesn't mean that we have to keep that so much legacy going. We can go ahead and cut ties with that and keep it pushing. All right, I will be right back. All right, guys, so you know I bring you the consumer stuff, okay, sometimes, most times, and I want to encourage you to stick to Power Book. It's called Power Book 2, if you are a Power fan and you followed it and you moved into Power Book 2, that focuses on Tariq's life while he is in college and everything that comes with that and the life choices that he's made and, you know, or will be making. Here's the thing. I know how people feel. If you probably watched the first, you know, first, second, third episode, couldn't, you know, stick with it because it is different than Power. It is, because these are not all, you know, well-established adults, you know. James and the attorneys and the drug dealers, all of them. They were established grown adults. The connects, you know, the suppliers, all of those, you know, maybe you had some corner boys, but for the most part, they were adults. Now, when we go to Power Book 2, we do have adults, of course, you know, we have professors, teachers, attorneys, Atasha, obviously. We do have the adults there, but it's more so going to be centered on a younger lifestyle. It's like if you, well, it's not anything like Different World, but if a Different World has some scandal, you know what I mean? Like if Jada Pinkett, you know, when she was that character on A Different World, if she was pushing her dope through campus, she would be like the female Tariq, okay? There. It would kind of, so it gives you that college feel. So once you kind of shake that and understand, like, okay, it is a different atmosphere, a different setting, then you can get more into it. And I would say stick to it, because the development of his character was so, I'm not even gonna look. Go watch it. Give it a chance. And if you don't agree with me, if you don't agree with me, come the last episode of the season, then let me know. Tell me what you think. But I highly recommend that you get into it. Okay. What's another one that's out there? And that, when I'm talking about Power, that's on the Stars Network. Okay. The Stars Network. Now, there's another network. It is the Showtime Network. And it has this show right now. And the show, it's really good. It is a very intense show. Okay. And I highly recommend, again, it is on the Showtime Network, and the main star is Bryan Cranston. And if you are familiar with Bryan Cranston, he was also on Breaking Bad along with other, many other shows, El Camino, was derived from Breaking Bad. So if you're familiar with that, I don't think he was not on El Camino. He was on Breaking Bad, but that's in relation to it. So just to kind of give you some kind of, I just kind of want to point you in the right direction. He actually started, well, I don't know if he started here, but Malcolm in the Middle, he used to be the dad on Malcolm in the Middle and just wowed everybody with his acting abilities when we saw him doing all of these big movies. So with that being said, Bryan Cranston is in it, and it is called Your Honor. And it is very, very intense, anxiety-inducing, all of that. It's one of those. It is a build-up. Okay, it is a build up, and it is a story. Okay, it is a build up, and it is a story. So, give it time. If you want to build them up. I highly recommend you build them up. So, if you want to get yourself a Showtime account, in about 3 weeks from now, and then go ahead and binge it. I think you would like it. It is it's cringy in a way, but it does make for a good good TV. Okay, is there anything else? Oh, I do have some qualms. I have some qualms with a series that I watched on Netflix. It is an excellent series. Okay, an excellent series. I have no complaints about the actual story. It was very good, very engaging. I am talking about Lupin. Lupin, the main actor on there, his name is Omar Sy. And Lupin is, I think it's like a French movie. A French series, but it's dubbed over. So if you're okay with that, then, you know, be okay with it. But my qualms is that it is only five episodes. Now, listen, I know that I told you guys how much I loved Queen's Gambit. Queen's Gambit was six, I think. Was it six or seven episodes? So that was just enough, okay? But Lupin is only five episodes. So, I mean, it's good. It gives you enough. But because Lupin is so good, I wanted more. So I get my qualms is it was so good that I wanted more. So now I'm like, oh man, are they gonna come back? When is it gonna be the next one? So I was disappointed in that because I wasn't completely satisfied. I felt like I didn't get enough. I loved it so much and I felt like I didn't get enough. So that's my thing on Lupin. And then my last thing that I wanna bring to your guys' attention that I want you guys to give a chance. If you dropped it and didn't want to give it a chance, I want you to go back to it. It is a beautiful love story. This one is on Netflix. It is Bridgerton, okay? Bridgerton is about a family, a very wealthy family, along with a bunch of other women who come together during the summertime and men come and, you know, court them and they're looking for wives and the women want to be chosen and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's a very good story. It is slow on the uptake a little bit. It is, I will not lie, but if you stick to it, let me tell you, ooh, yeah, you'll understand why I said that when you watch it. Yeah, it gets good, okay? It gets damn good, okay? So give it a chance. It gets damn good. So stick to it, okay? My sister, she watched like one episode and was like, nope, can't do it. I was like, go back. So I gotta follow up with her and see what she thought. Again, if you don't agree, if I send you here and if you binge it and you're like, ugh, I can't believe you made me waste 8 hours of my life. I think this one is seven episodes. Is it seven or eight? I don't know. If you think I'm gonna make you, you know, look, you get mad. We do have a messaging center here, so leave me a message, okay? And we can get it in. If there's anything you want me to check out, let me know. I don't watch too much, although I do watch when I watch. I'm always, you know, it's kind of fun to multitask and have something on. And it's kind of fun to veg out sometimes in the middle of the night and just kind of watch something. So if there's something that you want me to check out, let me know. Let's review it together. It will be my pleasure. Until next time, guys. I'll be back. Or maybe we should close out the show. I don't know. I mean, I've been running my mouth and everything. Let's just close out. Let's do that. Let's close out the show and say thank you so much for being where you are right now. Thank you very much.